Oh my God, Liv. People are always coming to me asking how to make six figures as a life coach. And I'm like, what? Like, it's hard?
It's easy if you just go to class. To get our free class on how to make six figures in your coaching business, all you need to do is text the words six figures to 813-212-8869.
Again, text six figures to 813-212-8869 to get our free class on how to make six figures as a life coach today.
Now let's get back to the episode. Hello, everyone. Liv here. I hope you've all missed me. I feel like I've been off the podcast for a few episodes now, but I know that the IGC ladies and team have been holding it down and delivering the best content for you, for your business, for your future, for future generations after you, for your bank account, and for the well-being of the world. I hope. I wish, I hope, I pray, and I know, because I trust all of them more than I trust myself sometimes. But we're here for another episode, and in fact, you are going to be graced with the team yet again. But I wanted to come on and intro this a little bit because, as you know, IGC is a coaching school. We not only coach people, but we offer ICF-accredited coach training courses. So we train you and certify you in the most legit way ever to become an ICF-credentialed coach. Why do we care so much about the ICF credential? Well, first, for ethics, for excellence, for being really freaking great at what you do. And also, let me bottom line it for you, a credentialed coach statistically makes way more money. We're talking a global average of $244 an hour for coaching. That's a credentialed coach. And I don't even want to give it away because we're going to get into all of this data, but almost 9 out of 10 consumers want to hire a coach who has been trained. So if you are wondering about that, if you're like, I could do it. You don't really need to do anything. It's unregulated industry. Cool. But if you're trained, you guarantee yourself that you will have more clients that want to work with you and you're going to be really great at what you do. And that to me is invaluable because why are we trying to do something if we don't want to be the best at it? That may be something I also need to explore with my therapist. But this episode, we are giving you an inside look at what goes on inside of IGC's coach training program. We are going to be leading you through what we call IGC's open house. This episode is going to feature clips from our most recent 2024 Level 1 Coach Training Program open house. It was lit. This is the first open house ever that I have not physically led myself, like with the team. So this one is really special because I didn't have to work at 8 p.m. No, I'm just kidding. This is really special because every single woman leading this open house has gone through IGC, has made six figures or more in their business, and I have the most epic team that, like, I didn't even have to be there, and they killed it. The information is mind-blowing. The resources, the tips, the tools, the strategies that they give you just for even being there, mind-blowing. The interaction from all of the amazing women that joined live and the questions they asked about the coaching industry, about how to get started, about how to charge payments. I can't even remember all of it, but you're going to get it all now. It just is so informative. It's so informative, especially there's two people I feel like especially need to hear this episode. One, the person who's like, I don't know, should I start a coaching business? Should I quit my job? Should I invest in coach training? Should I? And then you do nothing. We don't like that. We don't want that for you. So this episode is for you. And it's also for the woman who maybe has gone through another coach training program and is losing hope that it matters. This maybe is for the woman who, you know, is coaching without a certification, but wants to know that, like, there's hope for her business, or that maybe it is worth it to get the certification. Maybe it is worth it to not only get the certification, but to be in a school where community and support are at the forefront. Like, that we have a bunch of students come on at the end and they're like, we don't gatekeep anything. We do not gatekeep anything. If there is something that we can teach you, tell you, give you, share with you that is going to increase your revenue, we're going to do it. We're going to do it. We want women to be wealthy. We want you to be rich. We want you to be happy. We want you to be successful. We want you to have every single thing that you freaking want, because it is good women with money that are going to change the world. Money just makes you more of who you are. I'm going to do a whole episode on that, because March is going to be all about the moolah, baby. But we want you to be inspired. We want you to trust yourself, and we want you to know and believe that you being able to get paid to live your purpose, to help people, is absolutely the best and only decision for you. It would not be on your heart. It would not be in your soul. It would not be on your mind. And you would not be on this podcast if you didn't know that too. So this episode is for you. I want you to get excited. I want you to come inside. I want you to see what we're all about. I hope this episode also allows you to build more trust with IGC. These women are living proof that what you desire is possible. And I just want to thank them. I want to thank them. I was like texting them the whole time this open house was going on. Like, you guys are killing it. You're killing it. It was so, so good. And I want to thank them for not only working with us, but being willing to say, like, I took this course. I went full force, all in, did not miss a beat for myself and for my business. And now I am going to be the person to usher the next, you know, group of women through this process, because that's what it's really about. They could have gone on and made seven figures, eight figures in their own businesses, but they chose to be a part of IGC and to say, like, I learned so much from this. I changed my entire life from this, and I cannot live without also teaching the women that come next how to do the same thing. So you are in good hands. You are in for a treat. Settle in, get excited, and also check the show notes, because obviously Coach Training Enrollment is open now. And even if the discount code expires, I'll probably still give you the discount code if you reach out to us. And you can do that at admissions@innerglowcircle.com or just DM us on Instagram @innerglowcircle. Okay. Those will be in the show notes, and grab a nice little beverage or go for a walk and enjoy this episode.
So on the agenda today, we are going to talk about the IGC classroom, which is quite literally an inside look into the Inner Glow Circle classroom, curriculum, student success. We're going to talk about the state of the coaching industry, trends, projections, and opportunities for future coaches. We're going to talk about certification and credentialing. So like I mentioned, you don't just get certified, but we also have a path where you can be ICF credentialed, and that's credentialing through the International Coaching Federation, which is huge if you want to go into working for other companies, corporations, education institutions, etc. They typically do not hire coaches that do not have an ICF credential, so we have both options for you. There's also the business of coaching. So how to create a profitable coaching business and proven effective business models that so many of our students have gone and used over the years. We'll have an Ask Me Anything AMA with our trainees, graduates, and current students if you have any questions about IGC and the business of coaching and training. We'll talk about investing in yourself, how to make this possible and ensure a return on investment, or your ROI, for you and your business is there, because the path is always there. And then we'll wrap up with how to enroll and make sure you have a special discount code for all of you to get involved if you decide that IGC is for you and you want to get started with becoming a certified life coach.
Hi, everyone. My name is Sam. I am the director of admissions here for IGC, which is wild for me to say, because 4 years ago, I had no idea I was going to become a coach. It was actually not on my radar until a friend of mine who is super business oriented was like, hey, you know, you could get paid for probably all the advice that you give to people. I was the go-to person in my friend group and my family for like solving problems for other people. Anybody else, please like put a hand in the chat if that's like if you are the go-to in your friend group. At the time, I was a very burned out mental health professional as well, and I felt like I needed an energetic shift in my career in order to stay in the helping profession, to like want to still, you know, be supportive to other people. I just had to do it in a different way. Anybody else in a helping profession or service industry right now where you provide services to other people as part of your job and you are feeling like you need an energetic shift, please let me know that as well. But I specifically want to talk to you about the state of the coaching industry, because I think this is something that if you are seriously considering doing this as a career option, it's important that you know the state of the industry that you are potentially entering into. So let's get into it. So first off, how many of you, show of hands, or again, comments, how many of you know someone who is unhappy? Yes or no? Unhappy in their job, their relationship, in their life, with their health, with the state of their home, whatever it is. If you don't know someone who's unhappy, does anyone know anyone who's overwhelmed with all of the things that they want to create, the goals they want to achieve, fulfillment they want to have a never-ending to-do list, and just feel strapped for time and overwhelmed? Or anyone know of anyone that's in transition? Or maybe it's you. Maybe you're the one in transition. In transition at work, in their career, in their personal life, in motherhood, in relationships, a big life move. Anyone know of anyone? If you said yes, you've just gotten yourself your first coaching leads. Because literally, this is what we do, is we help people clear out overwhelm. We help them find joy. We help them navigate transitions. We help them take care of themselves. We help them prioritize themselves. So if you know of anyone, guess what? You're already thinking like a business owner. You're already thinking like a coach. You got leads, okay? We can go to the next slide, Lee. This is really cool. In the latest annual report that the International Coaching Federation put out, the estimated total global revenue for the coaching industry was $4.5 billion. This is a 60% increase since 2020. Can anyone in the chat just take a guess, like, why that is? Why do you think there has been a 60% increase in the global revenue for the coaching industry since 2020? Mental health, that's, yeah. People just pausing, like, kind of had to have a forced pause, if you will, because of the pandemic and different, you know, stressors that the pandemic related or, you know, created for people and the impact on people's mental health. COVID shining a light on the need to prioritize going through life crises, pandemic reflections, more people are seeking careers. Yes. Sense of security was taken away. Yes, absolutely. Like, and what did people do? They, if anything, the pandemic forced us all to pause and really check ourselves. Like, is the life that we are living, is the career that we are carrying out, is the job we're showing up to, is the relationship that we signed up for, is this what we want? Is this what we want? And because everywhere got shut down around us and we didn't have anywhere to go, we were with ourselves and these thoughts. And many people realized they needed to make a change. So we started seeing on Google, you know, hits, you know, people typing in things like how to change your career, how to change your mindset, how to start over again. Insert coaching. So here's, if you're a stats person and you like to see the numbers like me, I am a sales girly through and through. I am a money girly through and through. This should get very exciting for you. The average hourly rate for a certified coach is is $244 per hour. Is this a raise for everyone? For anyone? You don't have to out yourself. If you're making more than this, you're amazing. But is this a raise for anyone in the space? I was a social worker before becoming a coach. This was like a 300% in my income or something wild like that. Like, this was nuts. The average number of clients that a coach carries is 12, which means the average number of hours worked in a week is right around 12. And we're just talking one-on-one coaching here. $244, 12 hours a week. That's nuts. 91% of coaches who are trained and are credentialed, which is what we provide, report having active paying clients. The thing that also happened as a result of the pandemic, and you can go to the next slide, is that, and I'm kind of skipping around here, but if you go down to the lower right-hand corner, is that people got educated on the coaching industry and realized that, sure, it is technically unregulated. You know, anybody can wake up and say, I'm going to coach and I'm going to charge people to do that. But people caught on very quickly. And so now we see our consumers, our prospective clients asking, what are your credentials? What training have you received? This should get very, very exciting for you because you will get to say, guess what? Not only did I do it the right way, but I did it at the best place. Because not only do we teach you how to be a credentialed, ethical coach, we also teach you how to get hired and how to give your clients the very best experience from the moment that they learn about you all the way through their contract being completed. Of 7.8 billion people in the world, only 100,000 are certified and credentialed worldwide. When people say the industry is saturated, they don't actually know what they're talking about. The industry is wide open, the need continues to go up, and people continue to hire coaches at a very rapid rate. Also, coaching is effective when you actually have the training and you know what you're doing. You know how to lead someone through a transformation process. It is effective. 80% of clients report an increase in their confidence. 73% report an improvement in their relationships. 72% report an improvement in their communication. 68% report higher self-awareness. The world needs you in your coaching business. And something that I say to our students all of the time as being kind of the my area of coaching is business coaching, and I coach around money, money mindset, sales, is no matter how many times somebody hears something, sometimes they only need to hear it from you. They can scroll it, see it in all these different places. They can see it in TikToks. They can read it in magazines. They can see it on TV. But it's not going to click for them until they hear it from you in the way that you define it or you describe it or you can help them with that thing. The number of people looking for coaching is increasing exponentially, and we quite literally don't have enough helping professionals in the world to help the people who need to be helped. So the industry is wide open. It continues to grow. These numbers looked very different when I got my certification in 2020, and it should be really exciting to you. Anybody else excited, like seeing the average dollar rate per hour? Like the fact that you could literally give yourself a raise ASAP? I've been paying a coach $250 a session. That's how I found coaching. I can only afford to pay her for one session a month right now, but it's so worth it. I would pay her more. That's amazing. Thank you for sharing that. How can people afford paying so much money? Ooh, I definitely want to. I think Caitlin Anthony can address that in her slides. Thank you for asking that. We will talk about that. Okay, here again, just for your knowledge, here are the annual salaries, just the average annual salaries of top performing coaching niches. Okay, general life coaching, anywhere from 62 to 210K. Anybody else seeing a raise in there? Health coaching, 75 to 150K. Executive coaching, 98 to 180K. Relationship coaching, 62 to 210K. Business and marketing coaching, 70 to 160. And then career coaching, 71 to 204. If you don't see like your particular like niche in here, like you want to do coaching that isn't included in here, I don't want you to be like discouraged by that. This is just like averages of some of the most well-known types of coaching out there. In our program, we have women coach around everything, and they become all different types of coaches and get hired. This is just to show you what's possible here. And this is the average. And we also understand that not all of our students coming into the program are wanting to go from, you know, zero to quitting their full-time job and being a full-time business owner, entrepreneur. We have women that are in all different starting places. You know, their coaching business is like their passion project. It does become their full-time career. They want to make that pivot. Some students in our program are working in a corporate space where becoming a coach will help them promote or help them create a department in their agency that they want to create. Your starting place can be wherever it is. We will meet you there because we are the coach training program by women for women. So this hopefully gives you an idea of where, you know, you can kind of see yourself landing at. Again, for me, all of these were a race from where I was at. So hopefully you feel inspired and you feel excited by that. Okay. Another question we get often is like, how do you choose what kind of coach to become? I will say first off, and many of you probably can attest to this, what you think, you know, what you enjoy doing right now may change, right? Like, I used to be really into certain hobbies when I was younger. And then as I grew up, my hobbies and interests changed. We see that often too. We see women that come in who they come in thinking, I want to be this type of coach. And they do. They end up getting those clients. They put out offers related to that specific interest. And then slowly over time, as they evolve as a person, their business evolves, right? Like, you know, maybe we've had some women come in and they're not moms, and then they enter motherhood and then they want to start coaching moms. Or we have women come in who are general life coaches and then they do really well in the business. And then people start asking them questions about how they scaled their business and then they become a business coach. So our recommendation is that you coach to a need versus a niche. With our curriculum, we teach and make sure that you are prepared to coach anyone around anything. Choosing a niche can definitely help you market more effectively. However, you really should be equipped and feel confident to coach around any client request, because guess what? People surprise you all the time. You'll be in the middle of you'll be coaching someone. They'll hire you to coach them, let's just say, as a life coach or a health coach. You'll be coaching them around their health. And then all of a sudden, something happens in their relationship and they come to the call and they're like, I know we've been talking about me training for this 5K, but I just got in this argument with my partner last night and I feel like I need to figure out where to go from here and what I want to do about this. And if you don't have those skills, it's really hard to remain effective. So we believe that by training you to coach around anything and teaching you these foundational skills of how to reach any issue, it gives you freedom of choice and it gives you the ability to evolve your business as you evolve as a person. Does this make sense? Tell me it makes sense in the chat. So the way that we look at this is, again, think about your education, your personal interests, your professional experiences. Okay. Think about all of those things that you bring to the table and then think about a problem people will pay to solve. That is how you can start to find your hypothetical niche if you want to go there. But you also don't have to. You can just show up and be like, I know I want to help people. I'm not 1000% sure what that's going to look like. You will figure that out by the nature of how we have the curriculum and the way that we walk you through this process of learning to become a coach and starting a business.
Hi, it's Kalia, IGC coach training grad and six-figure certified coach. I know you're here listening to these incredible stories of successful coaches and wondering, when will it be my turn? I'm sure you entered this year with the goal of finally stepping into your purpose. And there is no better way than enrolling in IGC's internationally accredited coach training program. Enrollment is open now and it is your turn. So take the first step by going to innerglowcircle.com/call right now and book a free call with me. Your six-figure certified story starts today.
The whole training program is live, and that's really important to us that it is live. Also, it's required in order to be credentialed by the International Coaching Federation that the actual coach training hours are live. So if they're like, that is very important that you know. If you want to get your credential with the International Coaching Federation, you need to be going to a live coach training program. Okay. But number two, yes, we have our whole second semester is devoted to you learning how to be a successful business owner. We teach everything from sales, you know, marketing, content creation, contracts, like all of the things that you need, you know, what's the LLC versus S Corp, like all of those very technical things that I think people can get very overwhelmed by. Again, we have laid this out in the form of our curriculum. So we will teach you the business piece. I came in with literal zero business experience, none whatsoever. And it was a huge thing that held me back from actually enrolling. I was really nervous. Okay, hopefully that answered your questions. And yes, women do make more. We do have a whole podcast. Some of you may have heard of it. It is called The Six-Figure Certified Coach. And it is a podcast, especially all of season one is devoted to telling, we bring on our students, our graduates, and they tell the stories of how they built six and seven figure coaching businesses. So we are giving you the averages that came out from the ICF study that they did on the coaching industry, but our students are making that and then some. So, okay, I'll shut up and let Charisma come on now. We have our director of training that's going to come on so y'all can meet her. Yay. Hey.
Hi, everyone. Welcome, welcome, welcome. This is such an exciting experience for each and every one of you. And I just want to let you know that the team absolutely loves being able to do these things. So my name is Charisma Flowers, as has already been shared with you. And I'm so excited to take you into one of my favorite parts. I see as many parts, but one of my favorite parts, which is the classroom. And I must warn you, that whoever enters into this space never leaves the same and is absolutely a very good thing. Now I want to take you into the curriculum because most of the time when we have conversations, people often ask, okay, this is a great program, but what does it actually consist of? And some people think that it's like school. And I must tell you, as a person who went to undergrad and grad school, it is nothing like going to school. But it does take the same dedication and it does take the same consistency that you would have. So first things first, let's talk about the classroom space. As Sam mentioned, you have to attend class 50% or 50% of the time in IGC is class time, which is a live class. We get on Zoom once a week. You have three classes to choose from. And in that Zoom call, it's about an hour and 45 minutes, and we do class once a week. Along with that, you'll be paired up with a peer coach. The beauty behind this is that we don't want you to just learn the concepts of coaching, but we want you to actually implement them as you're learning. So you're going to serve as someone's coach and someone will serve as your coach. That way you know what it feels like to be coached, but also to give coaching. And here in IGC, we do recommend that every person, once even outside of training, that you are receiving your own coaching. The best coaches have their own coaches, and that really makes you wholeheartedly just the best that you can be. You will also be paired with, for those who are going to be on the ICF track on in IGC, you'll learn about that a little bit later if you don't know what the ICF is. But for those who are on the ICF path, you will be paired with a mentor coach. This is a professional certified coach who is here to guide you throughout your coach training journey to help you really hone in and strengthen your coaching skill. Sometimes you're mentor coach can help you identify your niche just by being able to hear some of the things you're talking about, but also really help you make the impact that you're looking to make with your clients. And this really helps you build the confidence that you're going to need as a coach. Then the other piece is the experience hours as coach. So this is everything that happens outside of the classroom. So your experience hours is when you're going to go into the world, you're going to tell people that you are a coach, and you're going to be able to start coaching with people in your communities or different people at work. This is where you start to gather those coaching hours and really start to put in that the work to build out your confidence and really hone in on what type of coach you want to be if you don't know already, or strengthen the type of coach that you're looking to become. So as Sam talked about with the niches. And then you have your homework, and everybody asks the question, how much homework do we have? We always say sit aside between 30 and 40 minutes for your homework, and you'll get access to your portal. We'll talk about that a little bit more, but you'll get access to your portal, and that is where you pretty much like your textbook. So you'll go through, you'll read all the lesson, and then you'll write down your questions, and you'll bring them to class. And I know that sounds simple, but it really is that simple. How do we go through? So let's break down the classroom just a little bit more. You kind of got to see, you know, how we do things, but here's our methodology. So again, the lessons are delivered once every Monday, and it's delivered the week prior. So you have a week to be able to get your lesson, and the lessons are given to you in the portal. Now, when you saw the video, you probably saw that small little section at the bottom and it says assessment. Each lesson comes with an assessment that's probably going to take you roughly maybe 8 minutes, because assessments are about 6 to 5 questions. And those assessments are really just there to help you kind of hone in and make sure that you're thinking like a coach. So we're always making sure that you're going to hear a lot, your coaching hat. So we want to make sure you're thinking like a coach. Again, each class is live, and you'll have 3 classes that you can choose from. We have a Wednesday class at 8 p.m. Eastern, a Thursday class at 12 p.m. Eastern, and we have a Saturday class at 11 a.m. Eastern. Classes are live. If you have little ones, if you have dogs, we have pets, we say that everyone is welcome. A little TMI, but when I first started in IGC, I was a mom and I was still breastfeeding. And guess who was in the classroom breastfeeding and doing her class? Me. And everything was accepted. So whatever you come with, we just say come as you are. We want you to be there. So 80%, that means that you can miss up to 4 classes. And we like to have students kind of split that up between semester 1 and semester 2. And then for our coaching practicum, again, everything that you're learning, we want you to take it and start applying it in real time, which is why you will have a partner coach. And we do encourage our students to start working with clients right away. So I like to think of this as your time with your partner coach is time to really take the skill that you've learned in class and implement them and really strengthen it, especially for those people who are working with a mentor coach. And then your time outside of the classroom is where you actually put in all those practice skills you've been doing with your partner coach into real space with your regular clients. And then that is a space where you're really honing in on building your skill and building out your confidence in your coaching ability. The one thing we like to say here in IDC, in order to get confident in something, you actually have to do it.
Like one of my favorite parts. We're going to talk about some business coaching models. I want to literally show you all what is possible. And some of the examples that we're giving you are examples that we sort of recommend or offer our students as a starting place. Several of the examples are literal business models that our graduates and our students are actually working right now. So let's get into it. If you're a visuals person, you're really going to like this part. Okay. Someone asked, I think it was Vivian earlier, we teach you the business of coaching. This is really, really, really important to us. Our founder and then our co-founder and CEO, one of the things that they say all of the time is that they want to get more money in the hands of women who know what to do with it. So we do not just want you to be an excellent, ethical, transformative coach. We also want you to be an empowered, money-making business owner who changes the trajectory of her life, who creates a legacy for her family, who's able to give back to the causes that are important to her and her community. We want to do that. And the way that you do that is you learn how to run a profitable business, emphasis on the profitable. Okay. So we teach you the business of coaching. We give you everything, all of the tools, all of the resources, all of the training to start and grow a profitable business from the moment you enroll. The moment you enroll. We actually have a woman who enrolled a couple of weeks ago. She just got hired before the training has even started at $150 an hour. Over the weekend, she literally just posted it in our Facebook community. That's our membership community called the Six Figure Circle, that if you do enroll in coach training, you get access to for life. She shared it with us that she's already started doing like coaching work. She got hired using bonus materials that you are going to get access to when you enroll in the month of February. Number one, new coach necessities. We quite literally tell you exactly what to do on a daily basis of how to build your business and where to start as a new coach. We break it down. So there's no overwhelm of like, I don't know where to go or what to do. Like we're telling you, this is exactly what to do. Number two, fully booked. We show you how to book consultations. Most of our students start off with a one-on-one model, which I'll show you in a minute. We're going to teach you how to actually book a consultation. Number three, women's circle leader training. If you want to do something that's more of a group model, okay, we're going to show you how to do that as well, how to actually lead a circle. Okay, also weekly lessons. Every single lesson that we have over the course of the program covers a related aspect of business. We are talking about this from day one. Okay, however, semester two, as I said earlier, is the deep dive into branding, messaging, designing coaching packages, marketing. This week, we're talking about sales. Last week, we were talking about sales and coach training, lead gen, and more. Okay. You do not have to have taken a business class in your life to do this successfully. If you did, none of us would be here, by the way. Like, quite literally, none of us would be here. You also, as we said in the chat, and I've already alluded to, you do get lifetime access to the six-figure circle. This is our professional development community. Every single week, we have some of our most successful coaches come on and they specialize in different areas of business, whether it's marketing, content creation, sales, business mindset and leadership, leading group programs, creating group or creating coaching courses, etc. Every single week, those coaches lead what we call an open coaching call, where anyone in our community, current students, incoming students, graduates, can come and tap in and get support around that particular area of business. Live support for the rest of your life. We will be in your life as long as you allow us to be. That's what I always jokingly say. We'll be here forever. Okay. And this is just a little sneak peek, just a couple graphics of like what the actual six-figure circle is. Again, it's a Facebook group. It's also a membership portal. So everything that you will get as part of our community, you will get a curriculum and a membership portal for. Every single month, we help you focus in and we will give you, hey, you know, January, we were focused on goal setting. All of our calls was focused on sales planning for the quarter, creating a marketing plan, creating a content plan, so on and so forth. So we will help you stay organized. You quite literally just have to show up. If you can show up, we will meet you wherever you're at. Okay. Here are just some examples. This is just six, but there's so many. These are just some of our top most profitable coaching offers that we see our students carry out. Number one, the bread and butter, the one-on-one coaching space, which I think is what most people probably visualize when they think of a coach, is someone that's coaching someone one-on-one. But of course, there's always group coaching. Okay. Especially if you're someone who's maybe a little more pressed on time, do a circle or do a group coaching offer where you can get more people in at one time. Also workshops, public speaking, retreats, events, digital courses. These are just some of the offers that our students get into, but there's so many more. There's so many other things that you can do with a coaching certification and credential. And, you know, any of our graduates or students in the chat, maybe you can offer up some of the things that you've done that aren't on this. But which one of these six in the chat, I would love to see, where would you hypothetically envision yourself starting? What looks fun to you? That's always what I ask our students, is what actually looks most fun to you? What feels most fun to you? Because maybe it's different for each of us depending on our personality type. When does the training program start? We start at the end of March and we are enrolling right now. And when we're full, we're full. We can only accept so many students. So it is the last week of March, the week of March 27th. Or the week of March 25th. So foundational coaching business models. I'm going to walk you through this because I know it looks like there's a lot going on here. These are examples of a coaching business that's in its early phase. And it doesn't have to just be an early phase. We absolutely have some women that stick to one-on-one clients, and that's how they build their business. And that's what they love, is working with people live in a one-on-one capacity. Example number one is that student, that woman who is working a one-on-one business. So we always recommend to our students that they start out around $150 an hour. That's the international average for a certified coach. Again, when you go on to get your credential with the International Coaching Federation, it goes up to that 244. But a certified coach is at 150 an hour. So if she is seeing 8 people one-on-one on a weekly basis and five weekly clients and 3 bi-weekly clients, so she's seeing 3 people every other week, that's almost $4,000 a month right there when we're just sitting at the 150 an hour. And again, that's the average for a new certified coach. That's what our students are getting hired at inside of our program during the actual training. That's bananas. That is bananas. Example number 2 on the right is all we're doing is adding in a small group. We're just scaling a little bit. So now you have 6 one-on-one clients, again, at that 150 a session mark, and you have a small group with 6 clients in it. And let's say all 6 of those clients are paying $400 a month for your group. Now you're at $5,400. 6 one-on-one clients is 6 hours. 1 small group is 1 hour. For 7 hours of literal client work, $5,400 a month. What? I was personally making less than that, working sometimes 55 hours a week, sometimes 60 hours a week. In my job prior to having my coaching business. The program is 6 months long. So you will finish up in the fall, October. Okay, advanced coaching business models. And I just say advanced because, again, we're scaling a little bit more. And when I say scaling, I mean, instead of just seeing people one-on-one, you're doing more groups, you're adding in passive income, et cetera. Your funnel for making money is opening up a little bit. So on the left, example number 3, this woman, this graduate, has 6 weekly clients that are all paying her $800 per month. She also has a course that she sells anywhere around, 10 course sales a month. It's $300 for each, for the course. Now her monthly income is $7,800. A lot of times our students will take their live coaching groups. Okay. So they might start with one-on-one. Then they find a topic that they really love talking and coaching about, and they make it a group program. Then they take that group program and they turn it into a course that they can sell passively. Okay, that's how the scaling actually happens. Example number 4, again, we're adding in one more thing. We're adding in a workshop. 8 weekly one-on-one clients, 10 course sales, 15 workshop tickets a month, $25 a ticket, and then 8 clients in a group program, almost at $12,000 a month. And again, this would be 1 group coaching program, 1 workshop, 8 hours of weekly clients, and 10 course sales you're not even doing anything for. This literally is like 10 to 12 actual client-facing hours a month. Just sit with that for a second. These are real figures. These are real business models. Okay, next. Okay, these are hybrid coaching business models. This is just to show you possibility. The model on the left is, I'll just out it.
I don't know why I'm being elusive.
Go ahead.
Yeah, so the example 5 is actually my business model, y'all. So I do creative consulting and a lot of creative work. So coaching isn't my entire business. It's just a service that I offer. I'm also a published author, so I do a lot of affiliate marketing and book sales outside of that. And the fun part about this is that I was in hiatus in my business for a while. So this is me just starting back up, being consistent. I just left my job in December. By the end of the quarter, this is projected to double. So like this was this past month, February is going to be closer to 8. And by end of Q1, I'm going to be at 12. So yeah, that's me right now. It's not about to be me in the next 2 months.
Yeah. I want to go through the other example and then I want to go to Susan's question. I'm just was scrolling up. In reality, how much time is spent record keeping, prepping finances? I can absolutely speak to that. So I'll speak to that in just a second, Susan. Example number 6, this is my coaching business model. I don't know why I was going to be elusive about this, but this is my coaching business model right now. This is what I'm doing. I have 4 one-on-one clients that I see on a bi-weekly basis. I have some courses that I sell on the back end. I would say on average, maybe 3 of those per month. I do some contracting work with different entities in a coaching capacity where I get hired to do certain things as a coach. Specifically for me, I do a lot of what's called trauma-informed coaching. So a lot of my contract work is related to that, where I'm teaching like businesses how to implement trauma-informed best practices. I do teaching and training. It's happening right now. You're seeing it. And then I also have some group coaching clients. So this is my model. This is an estimate average of my income. This is what it can look like. You don't have to pick and choose. I get bored really easily, so I change it up all the time. I would say V and I are definitely like the creatives. We're like, I don't know, entrepreneurs in the full sense of the word. Of we like to do a lot of different things and we like to switch it up and we don't get bored. We'll just keep it at that. In terms of how much time is spent record keeping and all of that, I think it varies per coach. And honestly, it depends, like how much of that do you want to do? I would say at the beginning, our students spend no more than 3 to 5 hours a week on everything for coach training. That's actual data that we have. And they are getting hired at 3 to 5 hours a week in total working their business. Obviously, the more you scale your business, the more time hypothetically is required. I will say though, this is just my anecdotal data from being involved in the coaching industry and having a lot of coaching colleagues. Most of us, when you get to a certain point, you are starting to outsource some of that. So for example, I have a bookkeeper, I have an accountant, but I didn't start off with that. That was a few years in. We teach our students how to manage their time. Again, we are a coach training program. We are developed by women for women. Most of the women in our program are juggling a lot of different responsibilities. They carry a lot on their shoulders, and part of the curriculum also helps them learn how to manage their time and teaches them how to allot their time to different areas of their business. So it's something that I think varies for everyone, just depending on the business that you're growing. Of course, learning how to actually run a profitable business is important. You can't do the coaching unless you know how to run the business, which is why we dedicate the whole semester to this. So, okay. I love the different ways you implement your skills. Yeah, exactly. Okay. Caitlin, you're on.
Hello, everybody. Okay. I consider myself not only the admissions, you know, manager here, but also the student success coordinator, but also cheerleader. Okay, so can you just drop in the chat a little emoji? How are we feeling? What's going on? Getting an ROI is super exciting. So I want to know how you feel about that. And I think it's really comical. You all saw me in those videos. And I always say like, oh my gosh, that's baby coach Caitlin. And it's funny that I'm talking about this now because it is truly full circle. This was probably my biggest objection when I came into coach training. I was coming out of a divorce and I thought like, okay, this is an investment for me that I don't have right now. Like, what is it going to look like? And what I will say is no matter what your desire is, what IGC is really good at and what we're good at as a team to support you on is being able to get you the ROI that you're looking for. And so that can be really personal to each and every one of you. And that's what we're here to do as admissions advisors, is to be able to help you really take what your desired goals are and break that down on how you can get that specific return. So yeah, we're going to dive into that a little bit more. Next slide. Yeah, perfect. Okay. So one of the biggest questions I get asked as an admissions advisor when I'm doing calls is, do people actually find clients? The answer is yes. And as you can see here, the stat is 90% of our students get paid while in coach training. That doesn't mean like after the 6 months are over. This is during coach training. And as you all have heard as the example, the most recent example is someone who came in and she is already growing a Facebook community, having paid clients. But as I said in the chat, that's not an anomaly. That's not like a random person that this happened to. This happens all the time. If you're applying yourself, using the support and the materials that are provided for you, you're going to get hired. And we walk you through that every step of the way. And so our student success is the greatest indicator of our success. That's kind of a motto we live by. In other words, like, we wouldn't be here if our students were not seeing success. And as you can also see, a lot of us are graduates. Actually, I think everyone is a graduate of the program. I graduated back in 2021, and it's been a complete life changer. So yes, you're going to get hired, and we will show you exactly how to do that every step of the way. Okay, so I'd love just to get, again, back re-engaged, get us dropping in the chat, because it's easy to zone out. So if you're checking your text messages or doing your email thing, I'd like to invite you to come back to this, because this is really important. Think for a moment, if you need to, close your eyes and get really intentional here on what do you have space for right now in your life and schedule every week to have clients. And maybe you don't have the space right now, but what would you like to have? Drop in the chat how many hours a week you would like to have to be able to see clients. It's little exercises like this that help us to start prepare our mindset and get us thinking like a business owner, thinking like a coach. Oh yeah, that's awesome. 5 to 8 hours a week, 20 hours a week, amazing. So as I mentioned, we actually break this down 25. You guys are going to kill it. Are you kidding me? 15. Here we go. I love it. So we very literally have several different ways that we help you to build this out and to start getting your ROI. One of the first things that we do in the first weeks of coach training is we do an ROI workshop. So we break this down step by step in one of your first several weeks of training. The other thing we have is accountability. So there's been a lot of chat here in this about the six-figure circle, which is something that I'm really, really passionate about, which is our membership that you also get access to for life. I just want to add, but that's a place where you can go in and get continued weekly support on top of your coach training hours and classes. You'll have a one-on-one mentor if you choose the ICF path, which I highly, highly recommend. You also will have your weekly partner coaching calls. So all of that bundled together is like over support. There will never, ever, ever be a time where you don't feel like you have the support you need. Does someone is here who has been in your shoes, who can speak to what you need and get you materials, resources, tools, connection, etc. The other thing here, the last piece, which is my personal favorite, is the community. Community is everything, right? We don't have to do this alone. You don't have to figure it out alone. And so this is a great place within the six-figure circle that you can actually drop your offers in there. You can ask questions and get support in real time, much like how this chat is working now. We've got current students in the program, graduates, et cetera, and you're able to get real time feedback. So there's several different ways to make this investment, and how can you make this work, right? So a lot of you on this call are probably already thinking, like, how can I make this work? What do I need to do? And there's several different ways that we offer to meet you where you're at. And we're willing to meet you even 51, 52% of the way, but you got to come and be ready to believe in yourself that you can do this. But you don't have to try to figure out this piece alone. We as women are incredibly resourceful. And when I'm not joking, we have had someone in every single circumstance that you could ever imagine come into this program and not only just survive, but thrive through it. VP, who's literally leading this call, they were literally homeless, you guys. Like, what? So these are the kind of things that when we say we can meet you where you are, that is undoubtedly not a question. The question is more, are you ready to take this step into this incredibly life-changing possibility? There are three ways that we can do this, and each one of us as admissions advisor can walk you through each one of these pillars in more broken down steps. But at a high level, the first thing we offer is a variety of different tuition and payment plans. These are all in-house and basically financed through IGC. The second option we have are scholarships. So we have, this just went out this particular week. So these are open to apply for. I think it closes in 2 days. But this is an opportunity as well for women of color, moms, and active duty military and service members and veterans. And lastly, we have financing. So there are two companies that we have partnered with that offer financing. These are great options if you need some longer term payments. And the best part is that you can pay them off early with little to no penalties. And these will all be based on personal credit scores. Again, this is things that we can sit with you on these calls and walk you through step by step. So part of my role and the role of admissions is to help you feel really successful in making this decision. So please don't hesitate. We're going to be available for you in the chat and after the call to talk through any questions that are coming up for you in any of the payment plans, scholarships, or financing. So that's what I got for you.
Okay. I really like this slide. In the past, we've asked women on the open houses what their goals were. These were some of the biggest ones that we've heard. And I think for us as coaches, I mean, all of us here, we are all coaches by heart. And one of the things that we always want to empower our clients to do is to dream big and even bigger and to feel completely empowered to put in their wildest dreams and know that someone actually believes that that can happen for them and that they're not crazy or that like they're not out of touch, that it actually can happen because it does. It actually does happen every day. So I would love to know what your goal is after like sitting with this material and thinking about this and envisioning yourself as a coach, envisioning yourself as a business owner, envisioning yourself maybe a year from now. What is it that you want? What do you want? Put it in the chat. What is your goal? What do you want? You can say anything. You can literally say anything. And guess what? You can have anything that you want too. You are allowed to want. You are allowed to want more. of anything. So we've had women say they want to make over 10K in their first year as a coach. They want to design a $1 million course. They want to increase their confidence, a marketing plan. They want to outline sales goals. They want to get organized. That's perfectly fine too. They want to map out how to make coach training work. They really want to do it, but they want to map it out. If you are any of these or a combination of these, you need to enroll tonight. The longer you wait, the longer you wait. Life is short. We cannot go backwards. We can only go forwards. Go ahead, V. Okay, this is one of my favorite parts. Ask me anything. We really like this. This little section, we save it for the end because we invite some of our current students. They don't get anything for doing this. They're literally just here because they just are offering their time and their experiences for you to be able to hear firsthand from women that are currently in the program right now. So if anyone has specific questions that you would like to hear from a student, feel free to put them in the chat and we will make sure that we get your questions answered by them. Oh, I'm sorry, LOL, what is the code? You're right, the code is this. It's all in 2024, all caps, for the additional $500 off. Okay, I just want to read some of these out loud, and if all of us on the team can just like hold what I'm about to read out loud. Sold out retreats and events. Realistically, I want to get up to 5K months by end of 2024. I was even thinking 500 in February, 1000 in March, and work my way up. I want to be a global speaker at events and retreats. I want to see the joy in people whose lives I can help to improve. I want to work in my purpose with financial freedom. I want to make sufficient money to make my own decisions. Ooh, I don't know why that just made me emotional. I don't know why that made me emotional. I feel like that really hits for me because I feel like that was me. Ugh, that was weird. Women, when we get into spaces together, I want to make my own money or make money to make my own decisions, plus create a business out of gained skills and expertise, financial freedom, and be able to bless others. I want to consistently earn on a monthly basis, not less. I love that. Not less than 10,000 per month. This is beautiful. Thank you for sharing this. We are holding these tight to the chest for you. Thank you so much for being here. I know this was a lot to probably take in, but hopefully it was exciting. Something that our founder, Katie DePaula, said to me during my admissions call 4 years ago was the greatest sign that you should do something is your desire. That should be the sign that you're looking for. If it's the thing that you can't stop thinking about, you're like sitting there racking your brain, trying to figure out how to like girl math it out, you probably should just do it. And you should trust yourself that if you're thinking about it that hard and that desire is there, that you are going to be successful. Because as women, our instincts are never wrong, are they? Like our womanly instincts are never freaking wrong. So the greatest sign that you should do it is your desire. And if you've been here this whole time, you probably should do it.